You need to stop doing what?
Forever, I want you to know, baby. good and you love him. Thank you, Father. What a wonderful God we serve in it. Of praise. bless the name of Jesus. What a wonderful wee Savior we have, don't we? Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner just for a second? Put on some light for us. Why don't y'all come up close for me? Give God good. Give Him praise. Then I'm just praying the Holy Ghost just for a moment. We're going to get the word of the Lord. Amen. You want to give Him that?
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Everybody praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, praise the Lord. You having that, Brother Jay? Amen. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Might be a little cord too we can get so I can keep it plugged in. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't he a wonderful Savior?
Amen.
And aren't y'all excited about it? Amen. About Jesus and excited about life?
Amen.
I know that I am. Get your Bibles out. Praise the Lord. We got several things to pick up tonight. It's kind of neat, all the things that really go on. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to pick up, you know, everything happens in just strange ways, but God understands and God knows, right? And we're going to learn some stuff. Amen. Because it's just amazing. I didn't get a sermon illustration or teaching illustration. It appears that we kind of already had one. Amen. And we're going to learn from that tonight, from some things, and try to fix it. We talked about pressing. That's what I want to deal with everybody about tonight, is pressing. Everybody say pressing.
Pressing.
And it's just very, people that don't learn to press don't make it. People that never learn to press never, ever make it. How many of you want to make it?
Amen.
And in order to make it, you've got to press beyond things. Amen. So I want you to go, first of all, I got several points that I want to prove to you that you might think are really crazy. First one is people that don't press miss out. Write that down. People that don't press miss out. Now, looks like something happened tonight I wasn't aware about till after it actually happened. Somebody's about to miss out tonight because they never learned to press. Amen. People that don't press miss out. I also want you to learn that people that do press are ahead of the curve. Somebody say, people that press are always ahead of the curve. People that press receive preference. People that press receive. How many of you want some preference from God? He's going to change my mic up. People that press receive preference from God. I found that scripturally as I was studying this, that you can get preference from God. Now, God is no respecter of person, right? God is no respecter of person, but people that press receive preference from God. He's no respecter of person because everybody can press. But those that do learn to press and people that do press will receive preference from God. And we're going to learn that. Amen. First of all, you're going to also learn that pressing costs you something. And the opposite of pressing is drawing back. The opposite of pressing is drawing back. Now, first of all, I want you to see, why don't you go, of course, we got several references to pressing. Let's do this. Let's go to... It's going to take me a little time to get it. Glory to God. Open your Bibles to the book of Mark. Chapter 5, I believe it is. Looks like I'm kind of stuck here. Can you help me? Mark chapter 5, verse 21, and I believe that same passage is in Luke, and I like it probably in the book of Luke a little bit better than it might have been. It's just a night of difficulty, isn't it? We're going to press through that. Let's just continue to praise. He's getting us here together. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. So Mark chapter 5. It's also in Luke chapter 8, verse 41. How many of you want to learn something tonight? Amen. How many of you are desperate to learn something tonight? Amen. Okay, good. Luke chapter 8, verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. And he was a ruler of the synagogue. Everybody say, ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. Now, how many of you know that a ruler of the synagogue was a position of prestige, wasn't it? It was a position of prestige. I mean, he was a leader. Come on, it looked like that if anybody could get anything, this man should. So, going on there. Where did I leave off? And he had only one, and he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Basically, it was talking about this guy was a ruler, and he had a serious problem. Anybody have a problem in their life? And how many think, now a lot of people think that the magnitude of your problem merits how much you get from God. Some people think, well, all I got is a cold, but this other person's got cancer. Surely God's going to fix the person that has cancer first. The level of your problem does not give you position with God. And a lot of people are really thinking, as soon as it's really bad, well, we better take care of the biggest thing or the most serious things first. Not with God. The magnitude of your problem does not give you position with God, and it does not give you preference with God. You ever seen certain people have little teeny stuff get blessed all the time, and there's somebody else that needs a blessing right away? If they don't get a blessing, they go under? Well, here this guy has a daughter that's dying. And he looks like he deserves a miracle, and Jesus is on the way to fix it. But then in the middle of this, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years and had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him. Everybody say, behind him. And touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was stanched or fixed. Amen. Now that scripture where it says came in behind him is very important. I also want you to go back over to Mark chapter 5. We're going to study what that behind basically means. Not only behind Jesus, but it was a little bit more than just behind. Mark chapter 5, verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press. Everybody say the press. Behind. That is very important that we got to learn about. Everybody say the press. Don't you know that folk press? Everybody say press. Now there are several things we're going to be talking about as we're learning to press to get into God or to get everything we want to have from God. We press in prayer. We press into Jesus to go to prayer. We press into the Word of God. But tonight, I'm talking about pressing beyond things and the crowd and people. Isn't it amazing? People will always be in the way. And we think that God's going to give us a clean path for us to get what we've got to get from God, and folk aren't going to get on your nerves. For everybody's going to behave themselves. It's not going to happen that way, and you're going to learn this in the Word. And many people blow their blessing because of the press. There are a lot of people that God wants to do a bunch of stuff for, but they can't get beyond the press. You ever seen folk that can't find a church anywhere? Nothing's good enough. I can't get in with those people because of this or because of that. I wanted to go to this church, but this is wrong, that's wrong, and it's just these folk. Those are people that will never get anything from God. You know why? Because groups of people and situations and circumstances and relationship, I need a little extension cord, as I said, will always hinder people. And if you don't learn to get beyond that, somebody say, get beyond, the press, you're going to be in trouble. You'll never grow. You'll never grow, and people expect us to fix things. Now, look, this woman had an issue, and she had a miracle that she had to get. But if she hadn't broke through that riotous crowd and reached her hand through to touch the hem of his garment, she wouldn't have got her miracle.
Amen.
Don't you know that there are folk you need to get through? Oh, I'm talking. There's some folk, I mean, you got some things you need to do for God, places you need to go with God, things you need to receive and things you need to have, and so many people stop along the way because something got in their way. Come on. Offense, situations, crowd, stuff goes on, and they stop along the way, and they never get what they're supposed to get from God because of the press. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to press in to get what I'm supposed to get from God. I'm going to press in to do what God told me to do in spite of whatever goes on around me. Crowds of people, situations, and things will not stand in between me, come on, and my miracle.
Amen.
Now, if anybody didn't have anything in there, we should have felt sorry for her. This woman didn't need to be around folk, because if she had been around folk, she could have been stoned and killed because of her condition. She didn't need to be around people. But she had to press through people, even with her weakness and her sickness. She had to get through the crud.
Amen.
Everybody say, the press.
The press.
And so often we can get up there, and especially around here, come on. There are a lot of people, the miracle's there, the grace is there, the anointing's there, but don't you know there's a press you need to get beyond?
Amen.
Some say pressing into Jesus.
Pressing.
There's a press that you need to get beyond. Well, what happened? So what? Press. Some say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not always going to be a piece of cake. It's not, there's some stuff you need to get beyond and not even think about and push it right on out of your way and get your miracle. Now, someone would say, now, I know she didn't, that woman didn't feel like it. She might have been sick that day. She might have been not feeling well that day, but that was no excuse, and she had to press on anyhow.
Amen.
Ever had folk to say, I'm just not in the mood for it today. I just can't handle it. I just can't wig today. You need to get beyond it, even when you don't feel like it. Someone say, press on anyhow.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Someone say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
They won't get their miracle. Because all the devil's got to do is put folk there.
Amen.
What's going to separate you from the love of God? Will tribulation, trial, all this other stuff, is that going to keep you out? Somebody say, hell no. Say it, hell no, it's true. You can't let that stuff stop you. You can't let that stuff stop you. And if you get to that, and if you're waiting for stuff to get right and folk to get right to make it easy for you, come on. It is not going to happen. Church folk aren't going to clap for you when you walk down the aisle. They're not going to play a song. They're not going to shout for you. They're not going to do that stuff. You need to stop. You need to hang that up. It doesn't come like that. Amen. They're going to do whatever they got to do sometime to cause you, amen, to trip out and do whatever you got to do. And there's no excuse. You got to run on anyhow.
Amen.
Somebody say, press. I've had to press beyond some folk. Come on. Lord Jesus, I would have given up Christianity years ago dealing with people and situations. I can name some folk out by name. Come on, I would have stopped a long time ago, but you know I had to press on beyond that. They don't want you to do what God wants you to do. You have to ignore them and keep moving. Because some of you are going to go to some places they don't think you belong. That woman was at a place, some people, that she did not belong. She had an issue of blood. It was issue. She had a problem with her blood. And she was, come on, she had a female problem. And she was not to be in public. And if they had caught her in public, she would have been killed. So to say, she pressed on anyhow. Where everybody at? Them folk of your church too mean. Well, whoop-de-doo. You better press on anyhow.
Amen.
Why both of you go to hell? Brother Osteen used to say something. Brother Osteen used to say, someone said, I can't stand going to church. Y'all got too many hypocrites down there. And we said, well, why would you want to go to hell and spend eternity with them? Hello?
Amen.
Come on. Am I talking right?
Amen.
You got to learn to press beyond. Because if the devil wants to shake you from your place, come on. When you got people, you're going to have problems. Amen?
Amen.
Say the people. Say, I will press.
I will press.
Beyond the people.
Beyond the people.
To get what I'm supposed to have
from God.
Don't be stupid. I'm teaching right. Yeah, I'll bring it up. If you're bold enough to walk out, then I'm bold enough to bring it out.
Right.
Sure, what happened tonight wasn't right, but that shouldn't chase you from hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
Hello? I'm not crying about that. You didn't press. You need to get beyond that.
Amen.
Get over it and get on with what God wants you to get on with.
Amen.
Hello? Someone say, press.
Press.
Why am I bringing it up? Because it was already in the teaching before I decided to teach it. Hello?
Amen.
That was my illustration.
Amen.
You don't know what God has for you. It might, the word that you miss, come on, might be your breakthrough, but you couldn't get through the press. You couldn't make it through the lobby. You couldn't make it through the prayer session. Come on. You just hold on a little while longer to get what you're supposed to get from God. Say, I'm going to press through this. I'm not getting along right now, but I'm going to press through anyhow. Sure, I got the times where I didn't feel like doing stuff. And come on, not this group here, amen, but I had some church folk. I hated going to church, amen, but I had to press through anyhow.
Amen.
So say, press through,
press
to
through.
Get what you want from God. That's what I get out of it. She came in behind. Someone say behind. Now, one of the things about coming in behind, she came in behind the Lord. But another thing, there are so many people that have to press, and it's difficult for them, especially when they come into this type of arena. I think people come in the same situation. They come in here, and everybody's been here for a long time. We got our little territory. We got our little spot. We got our space. And anybody else that comes in behind me, they just going to have to deal with it. So we say, coming in behind. Came in behind the press. Every seat was taken. Come on. Every ministry was taken. Come on. I don't have nowhere to go, nothing to do. Come on. Somebody say, come in behind
the press
and stretch out beyond all of that stuff and still got what they needed to get from God. Somebody say, coming from behind and getting what you need to get. I'm teaching good tonight. Amen. I'm talking about pressing. Because there's some people that are behind in a bunch of stuff.
Amen.
And they got excuses and they got all this other stuff going on, but they need to press and stretch their hand through. Come on. And I tell you what, if anybody needed to get a miracle first, it was this girl that was about to die.
Amen.
And she had all the clout. Come on, her dad was the leader of the synagogue. I'm sure the man had money. And if anybody needed to get to Jesus, he should have gone right there. And Jesus was already on his way. The ministry line was in order.
Amen.
But I tell you what, this woman's faith interrupted the order. Jesus had already made up in his mind, I'm going to heal this man's daughter. Amen. And he's on the way. But the pressing, come on, the woman that pressed interrupted and butted in line.
Amen.
Someone say cut. People that press get preference.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So So you ever notice people that draw back and they want you to feel sorry for them? You're not going to get nothing from God with that. You got to press to get preference. Somebody say, press for preference. Come on. If I don't go, I'm just not going to go to church. Nobody prayed for me. Nobody called me. Nobody thought about me. And I want something. Come on. I'm going to draw back. Drawing back does not get your miracle. Am I teaching all right tonight? Yeah. Somebody say, press to get what you want to get. You got to tell people, shake it up, honey. Come on, the miracle's there. The word is there. Jesus is there. Amen. You might have to press to get to it. Amen. Don't you know, if Jesus had walked through, if you had saw Jesus' ministry, you couldn't get a touch. There was a riot where he was. All kind of folk were around him. They had to beat to get through the crowd to get their miracle. I'm sure everybody that was around him wasn't singing songs of praise. Not everybody had great faith. They were just in the way.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know when you press and you say, if I just get through, but I just can't get this one to shut up to get my... Come on. How do you get through? So say press. To get your preference. Get your eyes off people.
Amen.
So say, press on.
Press on.
Why do I need to press? Nobody else is pressing. This one's in sin. That one's messing up here. Come on, somebody say, don't look at that. You press on.
Amen.
Press through the crowd.
Amen.
I don't care if everybody's messed up. Don't you get messed up. Press through. Not everybody that woman passed had the faith of her.
Amen.
She had to press through people that might have just been standing there. Come on. She had to press by people that might have been fussing. She had to press by people, come on, that were whining and complaining. It was a riotous crowd that she had to get through to get her touch.
Amen.
But she did it anyhow.
Amen.
Somebody say pressing.
Pressing.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's too difficult. No, it will develop you.
Amen.
It will develop you. It will develop you. Everybody wants it. Cookies and cream and peaches and herbs and all these things, and they expect that walk to be like that. That's not the way it is. You come on. It took Jesus to hang on a cross, bleed, and die to get you saved. Amen. And your salvation and this walk of faith is not going to be cookies and cream. And if it is cookies and cream, it's because the devil's already got you. He leaves folk alone that he's already got. Amen. There's a pressing that we've got to do. She came in behind, and this woman's faith cut it in line. How many need to cut in line?
Amen.
She learned some things through hearing. First thing this woman did, she heard, and she heard, and she heard to where she came. So say, hear until you come. You get anything from that point? I want to get all these points out there to get us blessed tonight. Is that all right?
Amen.
So we can get it, because people are missing out on some things they need to get beyond. So we say, we're going to learn to press. We're going to learn to press. Jesus had opposition when he came. He had to press through Pharisees, scribes, and all this other stuff, but he pressed on anyhow. Is this helping anybody tonight? Press for preference. Press for preference. That means folk can come up here. Come on, you see somebody come in here. And look, they might be crippled, all bent over, going through, ready to cry. Almost felt like committing suicide when they got there. If they come in here sitting there, don't you miss your blessing. Come on, you press on anyhow.
Amen.
Press receives preference. That woman's miracle, she got in front. Come on. She butted in line and caused this man's daughter to die. But thank God Jesus went and raised her from the dead. Come on. Hello. Her faith interrupted it. That's how serious your pressing is. Amen. Glory to God. So pressing receives preference. Now, we talked about people that come in behind. And this woman had issues that caused her to come in behind. Now, also this woman, now Jesus just told the woman that came in behind, he said, listen, your faith, everybody say, your faith has made you whole. He told her that. Your pressing did it. You did it. He had no choice. You know what else I learned about this? Is you know how he could tell that something happened? This woman's pressing demanded the power of God. Jesus, he turned around and looked for the woman. Now, this woman was trying to hide in the crowd. He turned around and looked at her because her faith and pressing demanded a miracle. A miracle took place because Jesus perceived that a miracle went out of him. He said, who pulled this miracle out of me? He didn't do it. He said, who pulled this miracle? He said, I perceived that virtue went out of me, that supernatural power, that a flow went out of me. Someone ripped the miracle out of me. Who was it? And the woman got afraid because she knows she took something.
Amen.
He said, don't worry about it. Listen, your faith made you whole. Pressing demands a miracle. Pressing demands a miracle. Pressing demands a miracle. So you just keep on pressing. You just keep on knocking. You just keep on believing. I don't care what kind of meeting it is. It will change the agenda. So say thank the Lord. Anybody getting any? Is that helping anybody? I believe some folk ready to give up because of folk. You better press. Some say hallelujah. You better press. People are going to learn to press. You better press on beyond it. Amen. You better press. Because the last thing you want to do is be around a bunch of folk that don't know how to press. Amen. People don't know how strong they are until they're challenged. You see folk get around. We see, you know, people get in off into stuff, and it's all sweet and it's all nice till one storm comes in there. And that whole thing blows apart and they're all gone. Amen. Everybody kissing and loving on everybody, but you let one thing happen, one folk, and they run like mice because they've never learned to press beyond stuff.
Amen.
Learn to press. It's important. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this was the woman that came in behind. Now, there's something else that we need to learn. Now, we all don't want people. We have a problem with being late around here all the time. We don't want to get that, and I'm going to need some help again, Brother Jesse, because the devil's working, but we're going to press beyond that because the devil doesn't want you to get this message.
Amen.
How many of you know the devil doesn't want you to get this message?
Amen.
He is doing everything he can to steal it from you, like helping me over here, amen, help me here again, to take this from you, but he doesn't want you to get it. But I believe if you get it, you'll be blessed. We got so much to do, and you know we're going to get it done. I've never felt more faith in that area before because I'm learning some things. I'm learning some things that need to take place and folk, what folk really need to have and how they need to be developed. Come on. To get what we want to get from God. So the next one we're going to study is about somebody else, another issue of faith. We heard about somebody else that butted in line and had to come in beyond all the junk. Come in behind all the junk. Don't you wait in line behind no junk.
Amen.
You better press on beyond it. Don't you limit yourself. Come on.
Amen.
Don't you know there are going to be some folk that come in here and some of us still going to be playing games. They're going to pass you right on by and get what they want to get from God. You think they're going to come in here and play your game? They're just going to ignore you and roll right on with Jesus and get what they want to get from God. Somebody say hallelujah. You can't stop what God wants to do. It's a mighty rushing river. Glory to God. There was another one, and I got a big kick out of this one here. And this really blessed me, and it ministered to me when I learned about this next little story, this next little point about pressing. Somebody say pressing. This was the biggest encouragement to me. And this is one point that I've learned. People that press are ahead of the curve. People that press are ahead of the curve. Now, if you open your Bibles some of y'all bear with us because we're trying some new things. We're here, a little bit of stuff getting ready to get it used, but we'll get it perfected. Makes it easy. I want you to go to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press. So say he could not see him. For what reason? So many people, we're learning about this type of pressing. I meant to preach just pressing through in prayer. And the only thing that God kept giving me today was the press of people. And here this little man wanted to see Jesus and could not see Jesus because of what? People. Now, did Jesus get after the people? Y'all get out of the way so little Zacchaeus to see. No! Absolutely not. Jesus didn't have a ministry to make sure folk did that stuff. Neither should we. Listen to this. This is what is awesome. And he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was of little stature. So say little person. So many of y'all want a piece of the action. I want a piece of the action. There's some things I want to do. There's some blessings that I want to receive in ministry and different things. But boy, we are people of little stature.
Amen.
Come on. Somebody say, little stature. Everybody ever felt that way? I could never do anything. There's so many people so far ahead of me. Come on. They got it all going on. What could we ever do? What could we ever accomplish? Come on. Oh, they're giants out there. Boy, they got this. They got that. How are we going to ever see a miracle, see anything? We ain't going to see nothing. Somebody say, little Zacchaeus. Press. I feel that way with our ministry sometimes. How do you survive in a town with Fellowship of the Woodlands and Woods Edge and Lakewood Church, the biggest church, come on, almost one of the biggest churches in the world. How do you do that in the revivals coming and miracles coming and Lord Jesus is coming, all this stuff is happening. How do you do it? Somebody say, little Zacchaeus. People that press get ahead of the curve. Now listen here, this man was smart though. He ran before. Some say before. He was smart. Sometimes your presence got sense and people don't understand it. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, you remind me of Zacchaeus. In this way, he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree. Some say, get in there before everybody else. And you get in position.
Amen.
You climb, you find yourself the biggest tree you can find. What do you say? What are y'all doing with all of this stuff? Y'all got more than what you need. We don't understand. What is it? Come on. Find some, say, find a sycamore tree. Get ahead of the curve.
Amen.
Plan. All those other people that can do it real quick, they don't need the height. They don't need all that other stuff. You better find your sycamore tree. And the sycamore tree, you know what it represents? It represents preparation. He knew everybody else was going to be coming to town and he'd have a hard way to catch it. He said, I'm going to get there before everybody else gets there. Amen. And I'm going to find me a sycamore tree.
Amen.
And the one that got there above, before everybody else, and started to climb that tree, I tell you what, he was the tallest one there. And if he didn't hear God and get ahead of the curve, come on, if he didn't press, if his pressing didn't push him to jump the gun and get there and prepare, amen, he wouldn't have saw what he wanted to see. Some say pressing gives preference. And so many people are looking at themselves and say, I might as well hang up. I'm not going to be a part of that. Dummy, get up there and find a tree.
Amen.
Some say, get in position.
Hallelujah.
Get in position. Now, this is what's really neat. Now, we know this. Listen. And he climbed up into a sycamore tree. A sycamore tree, for he was to pass the way. And Jesus came to the place. He looked up. Some say, and looked up. And saw him. Jesus always, faith always gets God's attention. Pressing always gets God's attention. He got more than what he was really expecting to get. He just wanted to see Jesus, and all of a sudden Jesus is walking by, and I'm sure he was just happy, amen, that he didn't just look at people's butts, amen, because he was so short. But he got to see Jesus, and better than that, Jesus walks by and Jesus looks at him. Are you enjoying this? And he said, come down, for today I must abide at your house. How many want to bring Jesus home? Amen. Pressing gets God's attention. Notice that the first woman pressed beyond the crowd, and she touched the hem of God's garment. All she was expecting one thing. All she wanted to do is just touch his garment, amen, and she got him as a whole. She was just expecting to touch his garment, but she touched his heart. Here Zacchaeus was just expecting to see Jesus as he walks by, and he would be happy with that. And all of a sudden Jesus said, no, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to come home with you because you pressed. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome when you really think about it? How many are up in a tree?
Amen.
How many up in a tree? I feel like I'm in a tree waiting for something to happen. So Jesus, don't be at a disadvantage. Press. Don't allow the crowd. I tell you what, the crowds will come. Folk will get in the way. You better consider, put that in your head. Amen. Everybody loves it. Come on, everybody wants it. Everybody's going to be around when stuff starts to happen. But those that have faith, come on, will position themselves before it happens. And if you're Zacchaeus and you're small in stature, you're missing God to get ahead of the curve will really be detrimental to you. Amen. It will be extremely detrimental to you. He was not going to allow his shortcomings, okay, to keep him behind. And some of you have shortcomings, you know, short. But if you have shortcomings, amen, get ahead of the curve and find yourself a tree.
Amen.
Is that helping anybody tonight? Anybody learning anything? Amen. That's killing two big ones right there, two presses right there. One, infirmity, people not wanting you to be someplace where you know you got to be, and you got to press on behind them, amen, to get what you want from God. The other press is you know, you got to press beyond what you think about yourself.
Amen.
Just give up. I'm not going to go down there. You know, no, get ahead of the curve and say, I'm going to get in position so that when Jesus comes by, I'll get his attention. I'll try to teach this fast. But I believe it's good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we've learned about the preference. We learned about the press, how important it is. Right here it says, people that don't press miss out. Remember I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
People that don't press miss out. I'm not going to sit there and cry for folk because they had to go through stuff. Sure, the devil's going to show up and do stuff. Come on. We can expect that to happen. But we expect saints, come on, and people to keep going anyhow. We can't control the devil. He's just going to be a trip. Amen? But you can discipline your faith to overcome. So say hallelujah. You can discipline your faith to overcome.
Amen.
Now, there are so many people that think, well, I'm this, I'm that, and this should be this way. Come on. And if anybody's going to get something from God, I'm going to get it from God because of who I am and what I can do. I'm sure that scribe, I'm sure that Pharisee thought the same thing. If anybody's going to get a miracle, I'm going to get a miracle, and nobody's going to butt in front of me, especially this woman that should be stoned. And there are a lot of people that think this way. You're going to see some people that the last person that you would ever think to miss out because of the press.
Amen.
You think, some people think, I got an inside connection, I don't need to press anymore. I'm taken care of, I've heard it all, I've seen it all, and I'm really tight with God, and I don't need to press anymore. And we're going to find, you're going to be amazed at who you catch missing out and not getting to see Jesus because they didn't press. And notice we got this short sinner that pressed, that got through the press and met God, right?
Amen.
Then we got this woman with the issue of blood who should have been stoned and should have met God, and she got to get what she wanted from God. She got beyond the press. This is amazing. I want you to go here and look at Luke chapter 12:35. How many of y'all appreciate Dr. McClain?
Amen.
Amen. You don't want to miss out on the press. As he's finding that, when I got one that I can give you to back it up just a little bit off the top of my head, go to Hebrews chapter 10. No, I don't want to do that one yet. He got me back up. Glory to God. People that don't press miss out. Everybody say that. People that don't press miss out. People that don't press miss out. How many people know people that are missing out on stuff because they didn't press beyond stuff? Should be hearing something right now. Should be receiving something right now. But not because they didn't press over something. How many glad you didn't let stuff get you down? How many ever felt like quitting before? Felt like giving up before, but you didn't. But you pressed beyond it and ended up getting blessed as a result of it. Luke chapter 8, verse 19. Luke chapter 8, verse 19. We're going to Luke chapter 8, verse 19, Brother Jesse. Now check out this. Then came to him his mother and his brethren. Isn't that powerful? His mother and brother came to him. Now, you know all the Catholics sing about Mary and did all this other stuff. How many know she's got some clout? His mother and his brother came to him. And could not come to him and couldn't get to him because of what reason? Now, so many people have heard all the story about his mother and his brother coming to him. He says, my mother and my brother are the people that do all this other stuff. But you know what the root to all that stuff is? You know what kept him out? What really kept him out? Are you reading the same scripture that I am? What got in their way from seeing Jesus? Everybody, I can't hear you. Y'all are real quiet tonight, like I'm not doing a good job. If you read that verse right there, and could not come at him for the press. People. People were in the way.
Amen.
People were in the way and they couldn't get there. Oh my goodness, here is Mary that knew how to get all these miracles from God, and all this woman wanted to do was see her son, and if anybody needs to see her son, that's my son, I'm going to go and find him. No, she couldn't get through the crowd, and his brothers couldn't get through the crowd. Guess who those brothers, one of those brothers might have been James.
Amen.
One of those brothers could have been Jude that wrote the book of Jude. But here they learned, even they allowed the press
or the crowd of people to get in between them that they had to get somebody else to get to Jesus and say, hey, your mother and your brethren are here. And you know what Jesus said? If they can't beat the press. So say hallelujah. Come on, he said, my brother, and what did you read the same scripture that I am, people? And when he, listen, where am I at? Luke chapter, what did I say? Luke chapter 8, what? 20, okay. And it was told him by a certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see you. Somebody say, outside. Outside. Behind all the people. And he answered and said unto them, my brethren and my brethren are these which, somebody say, are those? Which hear and do it. He said, look, these are the ones that are up here pressing, hearing and doing, are my mother and my brethren. Some say, press. Now, had they beat through that crowd, come on, and not allowed anything to stop them, they could have got what they wanted. Amen. Some say, pressing is important.
It's important.
Pressing takes precedence. Now we're seeing all these people that were passed out by people that had precedence. Are we learning anything?
Yeah.
Are we learning anything? How many are glad you're getting stuff because you're learning to press?
Amen.
Glory to God. Pressing. Pressing takes precedence. Building a pretty good case, I believe, I hope. When you let people get between you and God, you lose out. Isn't this a good message? How many people think I find stuff that happens and pick on them? I wish you could read it. It's written right here. It was written right here. I'm not looking at circumstances that happened to decide to preach it before I ever got here. This is what we want to talk about.
Jesus.
You can read it right on my notes right here. If you think I'm lying, you can read it right here. Listen, people that let people get between you and God will lose out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus is telling you right now, don't go to him about no folk. Amen. You're the one going to lose out. So say hallelujah. You got to press. Somebody say hallelujah. What's going to separate you? Glory to God. Forget him and get on with Jesus.
Amen.
Don't miss out on your blessing. The woman that got her miracle. She wouldn't have got her breakthrough. Worried about folk. Somebody say hallelujah. Am I teaching good?
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I would have taught this years ago, we would have been all right. Amen. Maybe some folk would have been helped.
Amen.
But we spent more time, amen. Oh, oh, oh. Instead of saying, press on anyhow. Press on anyhow. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody feel like giving up this week and you glad you heard this?
Amen.
Are you glad that you heard this? Are you glad you heard this?
Amen.
Nobody hugged me when I came through the door. Press on anyhow.
Amen.
Come on. I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't feel it. Press on anyhow. Or you're going to miss out. He's a good one, isn't he?
Amen.
He's a good God. And we're picking some stuff up from him. Just got a couple more that I want to give you to make sure you get it real clear what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. And every time I go back, it's gone. Every time I go back, it's gone. And any other time, I would have been just fine.
The devil is alive.
The devil is alive. We're going to press on anyhow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pressing on helps us do what God wants us to do. Next point I believe I want to make to you
How many of you found yourself, if something's knocked on your door already, one of these little people, examples of pressing has ministered to you? Wiggle your fingers so we let you know if we're helping anybody or we're just wasting everybody's time. Amen. You figuring out who you need to be. Say, I'm going to be the woman at the mail. I know I'm going to be Zacharias. Amen. I'm going to be the woman that touched the hem of his garment. I'm going to be Zacchaeus. Amen. I'm going to be those that get there ahead of his mother and his father. Someone say hallelujah. Say, if anybody gets something from God, it's going to be me.
Hallelujah.
Because preference, pressing takes precedence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You always want to press to get what you want from God. And what's the opposite of pressing? What's the opposite of pressing?
Withdrawing.
Drawing back. Withdrawing. The opposite of pressing is withdrawing. And we need to look out for when you catch that stuff. When you saw, and someone saw me get all aggressive, yeah, because I already got the word on it. We're not playing emotional games. We're talking the word. We already got the word on it. Don't do. And if I sat up there and gotten the word and the Holy Ghost showed me that drawing back is wrong and you see it, what can you do? If you're going to get received from God and you're going to get precedence from God and you're going to get God's attention, you got to press. But if you don't want God's attention, if you don't want his response, come on. You do the opposite, which is draw back. The opposite of pressing is drawing back. Tell somebody, I will not. Draw back.
Draw back.
Say it again. I will not.
I will not.
Draw back.
Draw back.
One of the things that was really neat, I saw it, I couldn't really teach it the way that I wanted to tonight because I read it, and it said that Zacchaeus, when he came down full of joy. Remember that? Zacchaeus came down full of joy.
Amen.
When he got down after Jesus, and he said, I'm going home with you. He was so happy when he came down. He was so happy when he came down. Pressing gave him joy. I mean, this man was happy. Something happened to me when I was studying this. You cannot take this as scripture because it's not. But Jesus did something to me when I was studying this passage. Amen. He allowed me to see it in a different way. I read it, and it read differently. It was still the word, but it read differently. And I started to meditate on it and see the happenings. I saw Zacchaeus in the tree and saw Jesus. And the thing that really got me going, I was so excited. I saw Jesus happy. Jesus full of joy. I saw Jesus full of joy. When Zacchaeus was up in that tree, Jesus walked by and looked up in the tree. And I believe he just cracked up laughing. I believe he saw him up in that tree and just started laughing. You know, faith pleases God.
Amen.
Some of y'all are climbing up to some stuff, and the Lord's going to walk by and look at you and say, I'm going home with you. Amen. When you do your stuff, it brings joy to the heart of God. Some say laughing. God's going to enjoy you. And I believe they both went home. Everybody else was mad. The Pharisees got mad that Jesus went home with the sinner, and the sinner was just rolling. He got down out of that tree full of joy. And I believe Jesus rejoiced with them. They were just rolling off of what he did. This short man up in this tree. Why did this rich man out of all, look, what are you doing up in that tree? And they just enjoyed themselves. And I enjoyed that. That's the one that I got, the Zacchaeus one. Because I think the Lord's going to come when the revival and the Lord walked by here and sees us in this place, paying all these bills, a big old website and all that stuff, and said, Lord. So say, full of joy. I'm going with you.
Amen.
Faith pleases God. Them say, God. I tell you what, there's some folk that God's laughing at. Amen?
Amen.
That's all right. As long as he goes home with you. Now, so we said that faith pleases God, correct? Now, if faith pleases God in Hebrews chapter 10, let's go there. The last verse of Hebrews chapter 10, or if, actually if you find Hebrews chapter 11, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Amen. Glory to God. When you get there, tell me you're there. I got to get there. Hebrews chapter 10. It says this in verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. It says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, so say, draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of those that draw back unto what? But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You get upset and get offended and walk out, God's not going to feel sorry for you and go home with your pity party because somebody did something to you. Amen. You let nothing, absolutely nothing, cause you to draw back. Amen. You don't walk out on folk, you walk out on God. Right. Oh, I'm teaching well. Amen. God has no pleasure in folk that draw back for any reason whatsoever. That's why he talked about patience. For you have need of patience, patience to put up with stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. We're going to learn. We're going to learn. We're going to learn. Don't draw back. Hang on in there. Press beyond the crowd. Don't let folk get to you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal your victory. Amen. He's going to do whatever he can do to stop you from getting what God wants you to have. And folk think that the devil just comes with a headache or a sickness or a cold. No, he is evil. He is wrong. He is busy. Come on. And he will do whatever he can do to hinder you from hearing the word that you need to hear and receiving what you need to receive. And if you don't learn to press beyond that stuff, you're going to miss out. And you won't get what God has for you. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you didn't learn to press.
Amen.
Everybody say pressing.
Pressing
is important. Pressing is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Now, some of y'all that have been praying, I'm going to stop right about there in this pressing series. And I want you to consider those things. Amen. That we talked about. Everybody say, I'm going to hang on in there and do what God wants me to do. How many glad you learned this tonight? How many didn't know about this? Thought it was just, huh?
I didn't know part of it.
Didn't know part of it, just how important it was. How many times you allow stuff? Amen? The press. And we expect to go home and talk to God about the crowd. Come on. And the people. Everybody say, press. Jesus knew how to deal with that stuff. There was one time he had a big crowd that was all around. They were looking to kill him. And you know what he did? He walked right through the middle of them. He didn't let the press or the crowd stop him. So say hallelujah. Are we learning? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Glory to God. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I believe the Lord's saying some things. Get your eyes off people and press. Get your eyes off people and press. Press to the Lord. He will come. He will not disappoint you. And I believe that pressing is hitting everybody right now. Why aren't you pressing into Jesus? Why aren't you pressing for the prize? One of those areas might be it. The last pressing was Paul. Paul said, this one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind me, and I press for the things that are before me, for the high prize of the call of Christ Jesus and all those things. He said, listen, not that I've apprehended anything. There are a lot of people that don't press on because they think they already got something. I've already experienced it. I've already had it. Amen. There's nothing more to look forward to. Paul said, I haven't received anything. He said, there's always something more for me to get. So I'm going to press for that. I forget all the things I've already gotten, all this stuff. I haven't got it. I don't know it all. I haven't got it all. I'm going to press anyhow. These are the pressing problems. When people find themselves not pressing into Jesus, the reason, different reasons. Some of you feel that you've already obtained it. You've already got it, so you don't need to get any more. So you stop pressing. Well, you wouldn't be like Paul. Paul would stand beside you with all the things that he knew. He wrote all those books in the Bible, and Paul would not sit in church, amen, thinking that he knew it all. He said, there's more to learn, amen. There's more here to get. I'm going to press. I'm going to press in for more. I want more. I'm going to press in to get more. Forgetting those things are behind me. I press on to what's coming next. I look forward to it, amen. I look forward to some things. And some of you aren't pressing on to pick up the promise or the vision of God because you feel that you're so short that you won't have any significance when it happens. And God's trying to tell you ahead of time, find the sycamore tree. And that's how you can press into Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of you are having problems with other people. Amen. And Jesus is trying to tell you, you be like that woman with the issue of blood that pressed on through the crowd and got what she needed to get from God. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody's got to press. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody's got to press. Father, we thank you. Why don't y'all just begin to pray? Jesse, why don't you come on up and lead us in the prayer? Amen. Receive tonight's offering. Amen. Ooh, that was good. Praise the Lord. Amen. And y'all pray over this system here. Amen. How many of y'all gonna teach that to other people? Amen. About pressing. Amen. Go on, Dr. McClain. Press! I feel like pressing, don't you? I can't wait for Sunday morning to press some more.
Amen.
To keep on pressing. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Jesse.
Thank you.